Larry's going to talk a little bit about what the insurance laws are in each of the states. Okay.
Well, I know specifically about Illinois. If we do have a grain insurance fund, it's partially funded by the elevators as well as the producers in the state. And that just recently changed because starting in 1981, it was originally funded 100% by the grain elevators in the state. But these are the rules. If a grain elevator ends up in bankruptcy or they get shut down by the state of Illinois.
Yeah. Hey, guys, if you're going to leave, go ahead and do that, but do it quietly, please. Thank you.
Okay. If an elevator ends up in bankruptcy or gets shut down by the state of Illinois, the process that the state of Illinois goes through is that, number one, they liquidate all the assets that are there, and then whatever revenues are generated by that go to the producers who had grain or can prove that they had grain stored or sold in that facility. Now, the rules are you have up to 360 days to claim your funds from the state. If it's on a warehouse receipt, you'll be guaranteed 100% of market value on the day that they actually close that place up, which means basically you didn't have it sold up to that point. If you have grain that's on delayed price, if you've delivered corn in Illinois and you've put it into delayed price, you'll have gotten a price later agreement or something that's called something similar to that, either delayed price or price later. You will be insured or covered on that, assuming that you have the documentation for it, of up to 80% of that. And that's of the market value at the time that the bankruptcy occurred. If you have grain that's sold in there and it's sitting and if the elevator is still holding your money, there again, if you can prove that you have that, you will be covered up to 80%. But, of course, the risk is nowadays is understanding, you know, just how financially sound the facilities are. And, you know, being in the Grain and Feed Association in Illinois, you know, I know a lot of the grain elevators out there. They've been in business a long while. They're all reputable. But, you know, these are getting to be some pretty tough times for some of them. And so it's it would be incumbent upon you to know what kind of financial situation they're in. And if you're going to go there and sell grain, I would probably be asking my money within a reasonable amount of time after that. Yes?
What about, like, hitch-to-arrives or forward-to-arrives if they're not there when the time comes to deliver?
If you have a contract on the books with the elevator, as far as I know, that contract's just going to go away. The state's not going to come after you and ask for you for money. That's going to get assumed into the loss that'll come out of the general the grain insurance fund. Well, if it's a cooperative and they're. Then you know from what their last statement was what kind of financial condition they were in. You don't know immediately. So the only precaution that I would suggest is that, you know, once you sell it, you take your money. I'm not fully familiar with the specifics of Indiana, but Indiana does have a grain insurance fund, and it works in a similar fashion, yes.
And maybe somebody can help me out from Indiana. You guys got caught with the HTAs the last time around, and then they looked at Illinois' law, and I think they instituted something like that, but I don't remember exactly. Yeah. Yes?
Does an elevator have to issue a warehouse receipt?
Well, that's your option. If you take grain into an elevator and you put it into storage, you can request a warehouse receipt, and they're required to provide one to you.
Okay.